button.
Ah, all right, right.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, well, I joined Rank Xerox, as it was called then, in 1967. It was purely by meeting a mate of mine that was working there in design engineering. I met him on the Sunday night at a pub, the Lough Pool at Peterstow, and said to him, I was made redundant on Friday from Fielding and Platt. And he said to me, oh, we're recruiting down at Mitchell Dean. Why don't you give them a call? So Monday morning, I gave them a call and was asked to come down. And I was interviewed, I think initially, maybe by Royston Charles, but I can't remember very much about that. But then taken to be interviewed by one of the design managers, a guy called Jeff Q, who had been a rear gunner in the RAF during the war. And before I'd left the place, I was told to go and sit down a bit, and they must have had some conversations, and was taken back in and told I had a job. When would I like to start? And I said, how about next Monday?
So, which departments and which buildings did you work in?
Well, I was employed to work in the design engineering department. I spent 2 weeks only in when design was on the second or third floor up on the ridge there. I can't even remember the building number. And then we all moved into the new, beautiful, luxurious Building 38. And so I was based in Building 38, where we had these wonderful stands with potted plants and stuff in, and our own tea area there with a little counter and carpets on the floor. And it was all beautifully spaced out. It didn't stay quite that way for too long because they kept on bringing new people in, so we were squashed up. But the carpets remained, the tea area remained, and the troughs with all the potted plants remained.
How did you used to travel to work?
It by my car. A Mini, an 850cc Mini, 850. White with a black roof. I can remember that.
And where were you living?
Lived at Linton, so it was about 4-5 miles away. My route was through, I used to come over the top of the hill from Linton, through Aston Crews, past the two pubs that were there then, over the top and down along by Lee Line, and enter through the back Bradley Court gate.
Okay, let's see how that's done.